We are learning with Sechtem Sachem Daf Kuf Yubayz Amon Beis, and we are beginning three lines from the top of Kuf Yubayz Amon Beis. Our Ba'od Dvarim Tziva Rabbeinu Kadosh HaKadosh Hezbanav. The four things Rabbeinu HaKadosh taught his children. Al Tador V'Shan Chetzev V'Shan Letzonei Hava. Don't move to the city called Shan Chetzev, because the Letzonei were there, the people, the jokesters, really the people who made fun of things, the people who are cynical. U'Moshchul Chava Tzinusan. They'll schlep you with the Letzonei. That's number one. Number two, Ateshev Amita Aramis. Don't sit on a Goyish bed. Now, what does that mean? Three pshatim. Ikidam Sigdi Vilay Kriyishma. Don't go to sleep without Kriyishma. A Goy goes to sleep without Kriyishma. A Yid goes to sleep with Torah on his lips with Kriyishma. That's number one. Pshat. Ikidam and two pshat Lenis of Girusa. Don't marry a Giyaris. And what's the reason? The Rashbam explains, because a Giyaris, until Asara Dairis, she's still thinking about the Goyim, and you might slip and make fun of a Goy, and she'll feel bad. It's not good for Shalom Bayis. That's the second pshat of Mita Ramis. V'yikadamri aramoyis mamish means you shouldn't sit on a goyish, a woman's bed. Why not? Shemais de Rapapa. What was the mais of Rapapa? The mais of Rapapa was that one time he had to go collect money from one of his debt, someone owed him money. It was a lady, a goy. And he came to collect the money. So what she did was she killed her son and she put the son on the bed. She was chaynikim. She choked him, put him on the bed. Then she told her papa, "No, sit down on this bed. I have to go get the money for you." She comes back. She says, "Hey, you killed my son." And because of that, her papa had to leave the country. He had to leave the country because of that. So from that we said, we should never sit on a person's bed, because you never know what they're going to do. So that's two things Rebbe said. First of all, don't live in this place where the latanim are. Number two is, don't sit on Amita Ramis. And we had three pshatim in that. Number three, very important halacha, v'atavriach atzmecham ha'meches. Don't be a tax evader. Why? If they ever catch you, they're going to take all your money, take much more money than you took. You know, right now the taxes cost you whatever, $10,000 a year, $20,000 a year. If not, it might be more. So therefore, al tavriach asmi on amechas. That's three. Number four, al tamid defnei hashar, mashar sha'olim na'agam. An ox is coming up on the water. Don't stand in front of him. Because the satan is dancing between his horns. Now, Zoktam Rashbam doesn't mean the satan. It means that he's meshuga. He's meshuga. When he's meshuga, I'm Rav Shmuel Bashar Shachar, a black cow, a black ox, or Yom Nisan. And the Yom Nisan, which is in the springtime, he's very excited because the grass starts growing and he has a lot of food in front of him. It's like a guy going to a restaurant with all you can eat. So therefore, he's a little crazy. And therefore, never don't stand near him at this time. Tanar Rav Yishya, Machikim Bashar Tam, even a shah who never gored anyone, a shah tam, still chamish v'amis, stay away 50 amis, close to 100 feet. Mashar mu'id, from mashar mu'id, stay away from lay enov, as long as you can see him, keep away. Tanav shvedir ameya, how far you have to keep away from an ox, tanav shvedir ameya, reish tura b'dikla, if the head of the shah, his head is in a basket, which means he's busy eating, still, even though he's busy eating, keep away from him. Run away to a roof, sakle igra, run to a roof, v'shadi dagam tuzach, and throw away the ladder. Because that's how far you have to keep away from an ox. It's very dangerous, an ox. So, tomorrow, Vaitem, Omar Rav, Nizil de Tura, the way you motivate a shar, let's say, to work, Rashman's one shot means to keep him away from you, but Pashat means to motivate him to work. You say, Hain, that's what motivates the shar. Nizil de Arya, how do you motivate it? Arya, Zeza, you say Zeza. Nizil de Gamla, Camel, you say Da Da. Nizil de Arba, if you want the sailors to schlep the ship, you say, Helaini haye hili vili kahulia. These are the words you say to them. This way you keep them going and you give them energy to do their job. Oma Abaya, or Vedag Vekoishamin, Ubeitzim, Vekina Levonim, Kulum Koshim Davacha. They all are not good for tzaras. They could cause tzaras, and we'll explain each one by itself. So what we said was or, which is hides, dog is fish, Koishamin, a hot cup of water, Beitzim, eggs, and white lice. So Mark explains each one. R means man da goni amashcha da tzala. It means someone who sleeps on a piece of leather that was not worked through yet. It's just a raw piece of leather that wasn't ma'ubad yet, wasn't tanned yet, that it could cause tzaras. Dog, it means shibuta b'yayim nisan. It means eating the fish shibuta in the nisan days. Some say shibuta is a tuna. To eat tuna fish, yayim nisan, fresh tuna, yayim nisan, it might be a problem. Kais, which means what? Shiyari the kais taharas, and the leftover of the cost of the house we had before, which means this fish dish that's made of flour and fish gel and small sardines. So you drink the rest of that, it's not good for you. Chamin, chamimi de chamimi. Take a boiling, boiling hot bath or shower, it's not good. Mashadila, you pour it on yourself. Boiling hot water, it's not good for you. It might cause tzaras. Beitzim, eggs. People who step on eggshells is no good. Kidim of Adam, white lice. What does that mean? Man machav l'vushay. He washed his clothing. It had was light, has full of lice. He washed it. Leinot le tamni yomei. He didn't wait 8 days. Vahadar lavush lo. Then he puts it back on. Baryein. It gives a chias again. Sahanech baryein hanech kinim. Vekashal l'dava acher. And kashal l'dava acher. This is kashal l'dava acher. To wear this, to because the kinim are like re-energized. It takes 8 days for them to die. Amra papa, beisa the isbe shunra, a house that has a cat in it, loyneil ba inish. You shouldn't walk into the house, blame it standing without shoes. Why not? My time, mishuna shunra kotl chivya, a cat, it kills the snakes, and there might be some bones of the snake around it, and it'll go into the person's foot and hurt him. Ba'achale, and the cat eats the snake. Isbe bechivya gar miktina, small little bones. Ve'yosle garma the chivya akari, one of those bones get into the feet, into the legs or the feet of the person, it won't come out of stock and be in sakana. Igadamri, the opposite. Based less based on a house does not have a cat. A person should not walk into the house. Behechra at night. My time adil mechruch bechivya. Maybe since there's no cats over there, so they're not going to get rid of the snake. So it might be a full live snake in the house, and adil mechruch bechivya, the snake will wrap around your feet. Velo yoda umestakin. You won't realize it when you come to sakana. So the Maravaita, Gimel Dvarim Tziva, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yisrael is Rabbi. And Makash Shimon is a Simon. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yisrael was Mitzava, Rabbi, three things. Now, a lot of the farce speak out, it can't be Rabbeinu HaKadosh because Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yisrael was younger than Rabbeinu HaKadosh, he wasn't Mitzava him. So some say it's a Gersa, it's Rav. A Rav was a Talmud of Rabbi. Okay, so what do you tell him? Al tas mum ba'atzvecha. Don't make a mum to yourself. What is that? Mahi. Lo yisahav l'cha dina b'hadi tlasa. Don't make a shutvis with three other partners. Why? Because when they want to go against you, the charav abal dincha, one guy will take it abezin, and the other two will be edim. It's very sadi. So you're setting yourself up for disaster. So don't make a mum b'atzvecha. Don't take three partners. That's number one. And number two is, v'al tamad al mekach v'shosh ein l'cha dam. If you don't have money, don't look at the car dealership, looking at an Avalon if you can't afford it. Because maybe they're going to think that you're buying it, they're not going to sell it to the next guy. So therefore, only go to buy something. It could be anything. It could be an urn. Whatever it is, they might think they're selling it to you, and you don't plan on buying it, so you're causing them a loss of a sale. So don't tamid al mekach v'shosh ein l'cha dam. Number three, ishtecha tavla, isha was tavla, al tizkuk la, tizak la larashena. Don't be with her the first night. Now, what does that mean? So, I'm a rav, it means we need a daraisa. That means we, these days, always wait shiva nekiyim before a isha goes to the mikvah. And therefore, this gemara does not apply. Of course, there's a dafka mitzvah, tizak la larashena. But in the zman, Medina, the Torah, Anida is only needed 7 days. It means even if she sees Dam for 7 days straight, at 7 days at night she stops seeing, she goes to the mikvah that night, and she's Tahar. She doesn't have to Shiva Nekiyim. So if it's Anida de Araisa, however, Hochsik Mayim Besuach, since she saw for 7 days, she might still see. Dilma Mashka Ziva, she might still see tonight, and therefore wait a day to see if she stops seeing, and therefore Al Tezakal El Arashoina, in a case where she saw for 7 days straight, and they went to the mikvah that night, Avada is not negated to us. Because we always wait Shiva Nekiyim before she goes to the mikvah. Shloisha Dvarim Tziva Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi. Three things Rabbi Yehuda taught Rabbi. Again, Zagirsa, it's Rav instead. Atetze Yechidi Belaila. Don't go out alone at night. Valtamid Fe'a Ner Arum. Don't stand in front of a Ner without clothing. Valtikones Lemerchetz. Don't go into a bathhouse, Chadosh, a brand new bathhouse, because maybe it collapsed. Those days, the bathhouse were built over a water, and you might fall into it. Shema Tefach is able to go down. Ad Kama, how much do you have to wait till you start using the new bathhouse? Or Mishra Levi Adib Ezgeresh, wait 12 months before you start using it. What about the Lach of Al-Tamid Frey Aner Orem, the title to the bride? So, Imi Frey Aner Orem have a nichfe. If he stands in front of a ner without clothing, he becomes epileptic. V'amashamish mitasel Aner, if someone has tashus Aner, have a bonu nichfim, his children will be epileptic. Now, the Gavir is a Lach of Imi Frey Aner Orem. So it's a stickle shaila about if someone goes to the mikvah with the light on, should be a problem. If they have a, so the mafarshim actually speak about this bariches, they will talk about it. There's a tshuva of Radi Yosef about it. Radi Yosef has a tzad that maybe it's dafka ner, but not an electric light. It could be it's different, but there's fashidin pshatim in how to learn exactly this din of Ayim Fnei Aner. Ayin Shmiras and Nefesh Va'aguf, the Sefer and Chelik Beis, I think Simon Reish Shamach Zayin. Zogt Gemara Vayit, Tana Rabbana, HaMashamash Mitasa Al Mita Shetinuk Yashin Olea, if someone's Mashamash Mitasa on a bed where a child is sleeping, Oyse Tinuk Nichve, it's dangerous for that Tinuk, you become epilepsy. Loya Maron, and Loya Hava Bar Shasa, if he's less than a year old. If a Hava Bar Shasa is more than a year old, less Lomba, it's not a problem. Of course, when a child who can't talk yet. Once a child can talk, then you anyway can't have him in the same room. Loya Maron, El Degoni Lahadi Karet. And this is only if he's sleeping on the foot of the bed. Avagani Lahadi Resh, if it's near the head of the bed, less Lomba, there's no issue of this Nichve if he's on the bed. Loya Maron, the Marachi Dalai, if you don't put your hand on him. Avamanachi Dalai, put your hand on the child, less Lomba is not a problem. We just said one of the members were, don't go out alone at night. The time, look at the price. Don't go out at night alone, not on Tuesday night, not on Friday night. Why? That's a certain name of a shade, he. Her and her 180,000 helpers, entourage of Malchi Chabala, go out with her. Each one has the power and the reshus to hurt someone. Really, by the beginning, they were around every single night. So one time, this Geras Bas Machlas met Rechina Ben Daisa. Amrlei, she told him, not that they say on you in Shemaim, be careful, bechanina with Tiras and his Torah. Sekantach, you be in Sekana. Allah, so Rechina Daisa told her, "Ichashiv merkiv. I'm takas ochashiv. Goyzer ani alecha. I'm making gzera on you. Shutavu rebi yishiv loyelam. Don't come in the area where people live forever." Amalei said, "No, please. I need the night. I like coming in. Medusa v'nach shavak li rav chavurta. Give me some space. I want some chance to come into yishuv. Shavak lo. So he allowed her to come. Leil Shabbos. It's Friday. Now there's Revius, and Tuesday nights. Those nights people have to be careful. Stay home." Imagine Abaye is also on the same level of Chanim and Daisa. So she's told Abaye, if not that they say on you in Shemayim, Mizar ben Achmeni, they called him Achmeni because he was a Talmud, he was brought up and a Talmud by Rabbi ben Achmeni, so they called Abaye and Achmeni. His Har ben Achmeni with Tirosa, you have a scandal, he brings a gun. Amalei, Ichashvina Berakiyev, I'm so choshev in Shemayim, Gizrani Alaychi, I am making zero on you, Shloi Tavoyri, Beyishaloyim, you should not come into Yisha forever. And that's what happened. They taka, we eradicated them. Right, the Gemara, Chazina and the Avra, we see sometimes that we get a mazik once in a while. Amra, no. Hani Gezaisen, you know, they're running, what happened was, is that one of the horses ran away, and Shamti Susayu, Vasi Darulu, they came running after the horse. That's not the normal thing. They really don't follow the issue. Sometimes they off track. Someone, one of the horses or one of the modes of transportation, landed up in the city, so they go pick them up. But really, they don't come around the city anymore, like Abaya said.